God, fuck, get the fuck down! Son of a bitch. Now we're in fucking Vietnam. Thanks a lot.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Somehow we're in Vietnam.
It sounds painful.
It does.
Captain Vandersure is here.
Fucking hot.
It is really fucking hot.
It is human.
Good thing we brought our mics and mixer and Puke's computer and everything else.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know why we thought it was a good idea to come to a jungle fight zone. That's what we call it in the army. Is a fight. Oh shit!
Jesus fucking Christ.
Heads down,
Nick. How did they even let you in the army?
I don't know. Running speed.
Yeah, they just said that boy can run good.
On the other hand, they have to hit their gay quotient, and so I tricked them.
Are these Viet Cong speaking Spanish?
I don't know who the fuck's shooting at who.
Heads down. Look out.
Right, it's the North Vietnamese versus the Sandinistas. So actually, before we got here, they did make us go through a push-up contest.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
I don't know. Ask Nick. He was there.
I faked it.
You faked it?
How do you fake a push-up contest?
Well, first of all, as I was saying, when you do push-ups, you have to lick the carpet, if you know what I mean. And I wasn't doing very good at that, obviously. So I wasn't doing very full push-ups, is what I'm saying.
Oh, how many did you do?
Probably 12.
12 full ones?
Yeah.
How many not full ones?
Probably 70.
Okay, so we did 82 total, right? But I did 82 full ones.
I don't know. They're hard to do.
I know.
I don't want to interrupt your fag talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
You guys think we could crack open some of our sea rations?
Yeah, why not? There's not really... I don't think there's anything going on in the background that's important.
Yeah, we can just ignore all that shit.
All right.
We have a hell of a deep foxhole here, so it's probably...
What do we got here?
Oh, my God.
We got applesauce.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I'll eat applesauce.
Hold on, let me look at this.
Oh,
pork? Coast Counties Can Company, Watsonville, California. There's no date on it, but it's very dented.
That's more bulged, which is worse than dented.
Oh, fuck.
This is pork slices with juices.
It's a very soft can. Like, I can crush it in my hand.
I wish Sergeant Wilson would lay it off with my 60 over there. I can't hear you.
Yeah, how about we go into the bunker where there's none of that noise?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And we're in the bunker.
All right, I got a B1 unit. We got crackers and candy in there.
What?
I can't. Crackers and candy?
What? Crackers. Mm.
And here's some peach jam.
Oh, this all sounds awful.
And, yeah. And some...
cans are very thin. Here.
Did anyone bring a can opener?
I mean, you have to...
Yeah, do we have a... I didn't bring one.
No, we only brought... Oh! There's
look
a can
at that.
Opener.
That is an army issue.
Not an army issue can
that's,
opener.
That's fancy. I can't believe
you
got that through customs in Vietnam.
Have you seen the shitty opener that comes with the sea ration?
It's called a P38,
I think. Yeah. It looked very frustrating to use.
That could also...
Are you going to really open that?
It's going to open it.
Watch out, it's going to spray. That's the worst one.
It's going to spray.
Okay. It's going to spray.
Yeah, look at it. It looks like it's under pressure.
You hold up a paper towel curtain. Just block me, not the mixer.
I'm scared. Okay. Is it going to smell bad?
It's 50-year-old applesauce.
Oh, God, we have to get ready to throw it out the window.
It's fine.
All right.
There is some blood came through the peephole.
But this can is not...
you're going to get it.
Oh, it's black.
Put it on.
That's not right.
Oh, it is black.
That's not the right color.
Smell it.
Blapplesauce.
Smell it.
I can't really smell it.
It smells like pennies.
Can't smell it over the Ficoline of the...
It is black.
Don't eat that. That's botulism right there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. I just inhaled it.
You
is that bad?
No.
I don't know what botulism is.
You just got to... If you eat it, it's bad. You can touch it.
What if you drink it?
Find out.
Okay.
It's only bad if you chew.
Well, now that you've opened it, I kind of want to see what's inside of it.
All right. Well,
here, you can pour it into one of these.
What?
All right. We need those for later.
Oh, my God. Seriously? What are they? Vomit cups?
They're peeing into it. And then
they're
smelling
that. Smell that pee. Let me see how the war is going. It's all right. I closed the door back.
All right. So this is a Vietnam sea ration, or I guess mule combat individual that I picked up. And, oh, you want a spoon? Here's the original spoon.
I don't have a knife. Sorry.
This is disgusting.
He's sticking the spoon. He's gonna pry it. It's gonna fling.
Don't get it on the mixer.
Splash us with
I'm just trying to open it. Oh my God.
Gross.
Oh my God. That is applesauce. There's black
It's like
shit.
It looks like
wet sand.
tobacco or coffee grounds?
Oh, yeah.
That's what fell on me from the tree.
it's kind of purple. I was just trying to peel open the corner of the top of this can because I didn't want to try and open it anymore because it was going to make a mess.
I'm going to eat these crackers.
All right, I'll open the crackers
for you. I think the crackers and the candy are the only thing that probably won't kill you.
Give me that can. We got to eat something. We're going to die.
I think botulism needs moisture to live and grow.
What's more dangerous, botulism or starving to death?
Botulism.
Well, I don't know. Starving to death is really pretty bad, too, because you die from starving to death.
All right, this can is opening much better.
Let's see how...
B1
unit.
Hopefully a moth doesn't come out of that.
Oh, that doesn't look too bad. It's not black. That's good.
It just smells like pennies. Everything smells like pennies.
Wait, is it in a wrapper inside the can?
Something's on me.
Actually, that smells kind of good.
It smells like pennies.
No, it doesn't.
Not
it
as bad as this.
Kind of good.
Here, smell this.
No, I don't want to.
Don't.
No, it doesn't
smell
bad.
It
doesn't
smell
bad.
Get it away from me.
It doesn't smell bad.
These crackers smell like grandma's ginger snaps.
It smells pretty bad.
It doesn't smell that bad. It's not like
don't hold it over the mixer.
Nick, smell.
I don't want to smell.
It's pretty bad. If you get that on your carpet, the studio's going to smell like that for the rest of the
time. Oh, my God.
We're fucked.
It's not death.
We're fucked.
What do we got?
These are probably fine. We got vanilla fudge.
Ooh.
Wait, how is there vanilla fudge?
Is that the candy?
And,
It's got to be the candy.
Oh, my God. These crackers are completely fine.
Nick struck gold. Eat it. It's fine. It's a
Nick's
cracker.
Nick's eating it.
He's eating it.
Try to not get crumbs everywhere.
Nick is eating a 50-year-old cracker.
Try to not get 50-year-old crumbs.
Yeah.
It tastes very dry. It tastes
Yeah, it's a cracker.
Close that door.
It tastes worse than matzah, that's for sure.
I'm not responsible if you die.
I didn't realize the Vietnam War was going on for 50 years in the background.
That's up to you.
I don't think anything bad...
Well, we're looking for
I don't think
co-host.
Anything bad could happen.
This one has is pungent.
What are you opening? What are you opening there?
Pork. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Pork slices with juices.
Oh, I was going to say you should leave that in the studio for someone like Brandon who wants to eat
it. It looks
something.
Like it's all right.
It could. Oh, he's smelling. Smell? How's the smell test?
It just smells like Spam.
I'll eat it. Oh, yeah.
It probably is.
It's got to be Spam. Oh, yeah. That's Spam.
It looks
and
fine.
Tin can.
I think you should definitely eat this.
Spam can.
This hold, you can use that as a handle.
Wait, does Spam
it
never go bad?
It smells like dog food.
No, not really.
Yeah.
It's pure salt.
It's like wet cat food.
I think the vanilla fudge smells the best.
That cracker actually had a horrible aftertaste. Does someone else want it?
Yeah, I'll try. Give me some of that cracker.
How about
cracker?
Peach jam?
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's see what that one is.
It's like we've opened a time capsule, you guys.
You did.
I mean, yes, we opened a time capsule, you guys.
We're ruining antiques.
I'm sorry. Should we not have opened these?
No, that's absolutely what I brought them for.
Andrew's like...
I don't know. I've had to open mystery cans on the show before and eat squid ink.
Okay, so...
It would be a huge mistake to bring cans and a can opener and talk about the food inside and then be like, no, don't open it.
You can only look at it and touch the can.
Andrew's opening another one. It's the smallest can, I think. Oh. It's very flat and small.
That's another one I would not try because botulism likes sugar,
too. It just
too.
Smells like... ass and pennies.
Oh, Puke's eating the cracker.
Oh, this one looks bad. This is peach jam, but it's also black.
Oh, it's super
black. I have
a
handle. You don't have to hold it.
Open the fucking things. Okay.
This is so good.
We've all been diseased with
audio.
Like, yeah, it's
yellow fever.
It's like completely like tar or shoe polish black inside of there.
Ooh, wait, you can polish your shoes.
Yeah, that. I mean, it doesn't smell like revolting. But something's definitely... It doesn't smell like peach jam.
So yeah. Generally,
it smells
jam's
like pennies
not...
that came out of an ass.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, this vanilla fudge smells really good.
Then you should eat it.
I'm not going to fucking eat
Nick
50-year-old
it.
Food.
Nick just did. Oh, there's a lot of white on that pork.
Yeah. Puke had a fight of crackers.
Of all the things to die from, I'm not dying from eating
vanilla
50-year-old
fudge.
Food that was never good to begin with.
That's a good point. It was never good.
It
to
was.
Begin
it was never good to begin with.
It's way more exciting doing a show in the middle of a war.
There are certain ones that are popular, like pound cake and a few others, but those
from
cost
the
more
Vietnam
money.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There were definitely good ones and bad ones, like Frank and Beans, Beans and Motherfuckers or whatever they call it. That's bad.
I think the war slowed down.
Oh, thank God.
There is these cool metal little
cup
bowls.
Those are for next. So the reason I have a whole thing of sea rations here is not because I wanted disgusting food.
Oh, it's back! Shut the door.
What's the sea for in
combat?
Combat rations.
So there are actually combat rations in World War II and Korea. And in Vietnam,
like
they switched over to meal combat individual, but everybody kept calling them sea rats.
Okay.
But the reason I bought this
ration.
Pack
yeah,
of
why'd
rations
you buy this shit?
Is not for the disgusting food, which I thought I'd bring anyways because that's my thing.
Because it's
I bought them for this.
Oh,
this is
brown
accessory
bag.
Packet. Now this is a sealed
good, salt.
Oh, this is cool. So this is go ahead, continue.
It's a sealed Mylar foil package, hermetically sealed. Now give me a read down of what's in that accessory pack.
Is it condoms?
I blinked.
Oh, they should have put condoms
I hope
in
there's
there.
So nobody's fucking Viet Cong.
So what's in here is cigarettes, matches, chewing gum, toilet paper,
wow,
coffee, comma, instant, cream substitute, sugar, salt, and holy shit, this one's long. Wait a second.
Well, you got
stimulator,
the good bits.
Interdental stimulator. What's that?
It's like a fancy toothpick.
Oh, I thought it'd be like a caffeine pill.
So the reason I bought this is because
should have had cyanide.
This is hermetically sealed.
Oh, yes.
And it contains cigarettes. 50-year-old cigarettes. Oh. And I looked online and people have opened these and the cigarettes are still perfectly good.
Yeah?
And does anyone want to smoke a 50-year-old cigarette?
Yeah, you got matches in there. I was going to go get a lighter, but we got matches. We have to use the 50-year-old matches like a 50-year-old cigarette.
Let's open her up.
I'm really excited. Hang on, we got to find the ashtray, the Jew tray.
So we have a pack of chiclets.
You got ashtrays here.
You know what's funny is I got to open up shit like this for like years at a time.
Oh, MREs?
But it wasn't old. Yeah. Oh, chiclets. Yeah, we never got gum.
Did you smoke,
2 cents?
Did you smoke the hermetically sealed cigarettes puke?
No, we didn't get cigarettes by the time I was in the military in 2001.
2 cents with inflation? That's like $2.
Oh my god! Everything in here smells great. It's been sealed for half a century.
This is a cream substitute, dry. It doesn't smell bad.
Everything in here smells good. I think it's the chiclets. They're peppermint.
Listeners, you have to head over to the Facebook page and check out the pictures that Puke is taking of this entire package of old-time stuff.
I'm going to go in for some of this meat.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Puke's going to eat the meat.
Puke, do not. No, you're going to die.
No.
Okay. Well,
he didn't do it. He put his tongue on it.
I really don't think that's probably bad because... Or do you... I mean, it's nothing but...
Fine, eat it.
I don't want to kill you.
Good point.
I really don't want anyone
Andrew,
here to die.
Andrew, do not get so close. It's a zoom lens, you fucking retard.
Oh, we got some toilet paper. Here. I'm going to
Andrew
save
thinks
that for
the
later.
Cameras work by mashing the lens into something right, physically,
guys.
And that's how you get the best photo.
Now for the reveal. Let's see what brand of cigarettes we got.
Oh,
they better be like Lucky Strikes.
They better be Lucky Strike.
That's the most valuable.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So we can't smoke them if they are?
Ah, Benson and Hedges menthols.
Boo.
Menthols.
Oh,
okay.
Menthols.
All right.
There ain't no black folk
here. I feel
here.
Like I lost the sea ration lottery.
Yeah.
We'll have to brew up that coffee later. That's what the cups are for.
Oh, God.
I bet that's still good.
All right. Does coffee go bad? What is it? Like three in there?
It should be four.
Sweet.
One for each of us. Nick, you can use this to help your lungs for tomorrow Tuesday, your race. For whenever you run next, for fuck's sake.
It says here, they're longer than king size, like getting 4 extra cigarettes in a pack, 2 extra packs in a carton. If you like the taste as much as we think you'll like the taste, that's quite a bargain.
That's the most confusing ad.
So they're like they're actually advertising their own cigarettes inside of sea rations to fucking soldiers. That's
Why
crazy.
Not?
Okay, let's pop this open.
Hey, if you make it back without dengue fever or being shot in the face by some gook,
Yellow
then
rain.
You should buy... Benson and Hedges cigarettes.
Oh, I think it was the cigarettes I was smelling, not the
it smelled. Yeah, it didn't smell like peppermint. It smelled more like like clove
right, thank
cigarettes
God,
or
guys,
menthol
the,
cigarettes.
I think the war's over.
Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah,
let's smoke.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Ooh, let's see. Let's do the sniff test. Don't
smell like menthol cloves.
Bad.
Yeah. Oh, they look perfect. They're very nice wrappers here, Nick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you guys take it and hit it against your hand first before you open it? Because I'm pretty sure everyone has to do that.
No, it's okay.
I'm sure these have been jostled around.
I don't know. Every time someone gets a pack of cigarettes, they throw it on the ground 5 times
yeah,
and hit it against their hand.
Yeah, drop it onto your bottle opener. Filter down. Literally just drop it.
Yeah. Which way? The way that the tobacco doesn't come out of it.
I don't know.
Where are these matches?
How am I supposed to know?
Didn't they teach you to smoke in school?
I've never smoked in my life.
You smoked once on the show. You smoked a cigar, and you're going to smoke now on the show.
I'm not
again.
Smoking.
Come on, it's been like 6 years.
Okay.
Does anybody want any more crackers, or I'm going to use
no.
it as an ashtray?
All right. Oh, God, let's get this out of here. This is yeah.
Think the matches will work? I bet they do.
I bet. Yeah, probably. They're just matches.
I don't even know how to smoke. You guys
matches
see if
work.
It's poisonous first. Remember in Saw when they had the poison cigarettes?
No.
Okay.
All right, Tom, give me a. Yeah, I just killed a bunch of Viet Cong children.
These matches are designed especially for damp climates, but they will not light when wet
oh.
or after long exposure, several weeks, to very damp air.
Interesting. So what do you think there, Tom?
That's actually really nice.
It's like a nice tobacco.
I don't think I've smoked a cigarette in years.
And you hate cigarettes.
It's true.
This tastes just like a better version of today's menthols. It's like not super menthol-y. It just tastes like a good cigarette.
It's like a fine wine. It got better
Wait,
with time.
You guys really don't want me to light this, probably.
Yes.
No,
yes,
that's
you gotta,
if there's only one left
it.
On Earth.
Smoke it.
I can't. I don't know how.
Well, then I'll put it back in the pack.
Puff it into your mouth and then breathe in after it's in your mouth. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would do it once and then I would give up. So, for example, give me yours.
You can smoke the whole cigarette. Like, puke. Get photos.
So what do?
Nick's smoking.
I suck
Hang on.
It?
Wait.
Okay.
Wait for puke. He's lighting.
It's going to go out.
Okay.
So, for what?
We're just, it's very exciting.
Oh,
now,
wait.
Suck it in your mouth. Okay. Now let go of the cigarette. Now, breathe in.
Breathe in?
Wow. Yes. You breathe in after you blew it out.
I suck it into my mouth, then
suck
I breathe
it in your
in.
Mouth. Pull the cigarette out of your mouth, and then inhale.
Oh.
So exhale first.
Wait a minute. I always thought people were just inhaling.
No, just listen.
Yeah, you don't
Look
go
at me.
Straight from mouth
Look at me.
To lung.
Look at me. Okay. I'm an expert at this. Breathe out. Put cigarette in mouth. Suck into mouth. Suck it in your mouth. There you go. Pull it out of your mouth. Breathe in.
Help. Help.
Help. I gave myself a hernia. I'm coughing too hard.
Can you get botulism from cigarettes?
Yes.
No. I think heat destroys the toxin.
Well, except for the toxins in the cigarettes.
Well, I believe the entire foil pack would have been dry enough that it wouldn't be able to grow.
God. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're dried leaves, and then they're inside sealed packets.
They still taste dry. They're not burning like a wet cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually they... Oh, right, yeah, and it was inside... So it was inside the vacuum-sealed package, then inside cellophane.
Yep.
Nick
caught up.
Vomit,
I thought he was
or?
Actually dying.
Kind of getting.
Oh, he is actually. He's taking his shirt. This is awful.
Wait.
This is awful.
Nick.
Does nicotine
the,
make
the war's
Nick's
over? You don't
come off?
It's like an elevator.
Oh, wait. He's got camo on. All right.
Oh,
now
yeah.
We got a theme here.
That is the army side.
Oh, fuck. Now the war is back.
So
they saw
hot.
Your white body. And they're going to fucking focus in on that.
Get in the Huey.
Here, stand up
is that what they called it?
Yeah, this would be a Huey.
All right. Sorry, listeners. We're doing a photo op.
I don't want my shirt
Can you pull your pants up a little bit?
Can you see my balls?
Your pants are always just a little bit too low. Always.
Well, that's how the men like it.
Wear a belt.
I had to take my shirt off because I don't want my shirts to smell like smoke.
Oh.
Can somebody Photoshop us into the jungle?
Yes.
I was thinking about this recently because yesterday I sent Puka a hysterical collage of Photoshop Mr. Beans onto different movie characters.
Oh, yeah. I didn't look
and
at
I
any
thought,
of that.
Oh.
I forgot.
Oh, you fucker. I thought we should Photoshop ourselves onto movie characters. But I don't know if
you also sent that at like fucking 11 o'clock at night.
Dude. All right. Well, this is going to get into my next thing, unless you have more.
I'm getting a buzz off this.
Cool.
Yeah, you're going.
I wish I could do that. I'm jealous.
This must have been back when they
it's
had
It's only going to last for a minute or two.
This doesn't have any of those modern additives. It has all the hardcore, poisonous
DDT
ones.
DDT and stuff.
Yeah. This was back
Agent
when
Orange
put it, man chemicals in these.
It's full of, DDT to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah.
When you're
oh, wow.
NAM.
That'd be brilliant. Put DDT in cigarettes, keep the mosquitoes away.
Why'd Charlie die?
So I guess before we get off Vietnam, I was going to say, I've been pretty stressed out the last 5 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And you were to Vietnam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's a very stressful environment. No, I've been just very stressed out and overwhelmed with everything. And when that happens, to make myself feel better, I like to watch war movies.
Huh.
So lately I've been watching Vietnam War movies.
Oh, okay. What movies?
I watched the entire top 10 AMC or AFI or whatever film list of Vietnam War movies.
Yeah.
So you got your Deer Hunter. Okay. I like that one. What do you got? Good Morning Vietnam.
No,
it was
okay.
It's Robin Williams. So,
right.
Boys
Good Morning Vietnam.
You get the Boys and Company C.
I don't think
it's pretty good.
I haven't heard of that one.
Never heard of it.
Was that made in the 50s?
70s. Like 78, I want to say.
Can you imagine if they'd made a Vietnam movie before the war?
That one, I thought that one was pretty cool.
Kubrick did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, gotta have Full Metal Jacket.
Oh sure, that's
Apocalypse
one.
Now.
Okay, yeah.
That was pretty good. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Kills a cow.
What's the other one?
Water
I
saw. Buffalo.
Watch Born on the 4th of July.
What's the one with Emilio Estevez? And Charlie Sheen.
That's Platoon.
Platoon.
Platoon's
yeah.
good. So yeah. Born on the 4th of July is the same guy. Oliver Stone is yep. like the next one. I don't know. It's Tom Cruise.
Oliver Stone used to be really good.
Yeah,
and then he did that Snowden movie and it sucked.
Born on the 4th of July didn't do it for me. It was way too slow, and it was like mostly it was him growing up, and then he goes to Vietnam for like 5 minutes, gets shot a few times, comes back, becomes an anti-war activist.
Oh, and you're like boring.
I hate Tom Cruise. So
why I want to see
Tom Cruise. I don't know. Never liked him.
I want to see Forrest Gump, Napalm, A Village.
Is what you're looking for in movies?
Yeah. Right? So yeah, I don't know. I watch those, and then I'm like, "Holy fuck, my life's great."
Spoonface.
None of this shit. No trench foot. No fucking gook shooting at me.
No malaria.
No malaria. Yeah, it's pretty good.
But you don't get the chance to kill women and children for no reason. So
well, I mean, you can do that here.
Oh, right.
I almost went and bought Farewell to Arms.
What is that?
Video game?
It's a book.
Oh,
about World War One.
Oh, okay.
By Hemingway. But I didn't buy it because I got distracted. I went driving instead.
I'm going to go buy a book. Well, books are for fags. So
no, I went to a
instead.
State park and drove around for a while and then didn't go to Tom's house.
Good job.
But this leads me into my next thing.
Okay. Next thing.
So, Nick, you know how you've been talking about how you're an alcoholic for a long time?
Yes.
How drunk do you get?
Not very.
Okay. So how are you an alcoholic?
Usually not very. You can still be addicted to alcohol without being drunk.
Okay. Well, I've been drinking. I've drank more in the past 6 weeks than I have in my entire life combined.
No. Okay.
Your entire life combined?
I think so. Seriously. Because I built up a tolerance, and now I'm getting really good at it.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like last night, like most other nights, I end up drinking a bunch of bourbon. Or whiskey or scotch, some kind of golden liquor.
Golden liquor.
So last night I was going to go to Tom's house, but I drove around for a while and I went, fuck, I have a show to edit. One of the Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga shows.
Oh my God, where can someone hear that?
Oh, they can hear it on the PC up, pukingthegang.com/VIP.
For as little as $5 a month.
Thank you. So I edited that last night and with some Jim Beam, and when I finished editing it, I was pretty fucking drunk.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, I should record a solo show. So
whoa.
I got more drunk and recorded two solo shows.
What? Were you streaming?
No.
Why not?
Because we would have gotten kicked off of YouTube immediately.
Oh my God, were you naked?
Yep.
What?
No. Yes, sitting in your chair.
I don't care about that.
Oh. But, yeah, no, I've been drinking a lot, I guess, lately. But not, like, in a bad way. Like, Tom, you and I went to the bar.
Yep.
Tuesday night and did trivia.
That was good. Thank you for getting me out.
Tom, yeah, absolutely.
I was having a bad week, and that was a nice little reprieve.
Well, I'm glad you came, because I went and everybody else bailed, the chat says. And Trevor from Wikipedia.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Left us to try. We would have won, I think, if we had another person.
We had one more person. We would have won.
We did pretty good for having 2.5 people.
And not, what were the categories? So there were 60s Billboard
music
hits.
Yep.
80s TV theme songs.
Richard Nixon,
yeah.
Richard Nixon.
Emergency medical procedures, Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. We could have used your... Actually, I think we got them all, right?
We did get all those, yeah. So we didn't need you, Jacob.
So fuck you,
and
Jacob.
We didn't even ask him, so not fuck you. Oh. Sorry. We should have asked him to come. What was the other category?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there's one more.
Oh, there was movie characters.
Oh,
and
right.
And theme songs to TV.
Yeah, 80s TV. Yep. So we did pretty good, actually. Every other team was like 6 people, and then it was just Tom and I. And but yeah, so I was pretty drunk that night. Could you tell?
No.
See? I'm getting good.
All that matters is if the cop can tell.
Yeah, and they can't. So also, I realize it can get expensive too if I go out to the bar and I get like a $6 bourbon or something. So I started carrying around this flask that I got a while ago.
What?
Yeah. I got a flask. I don't even know where I got it. I drank too much. But it says AA on it. Those are the that's the inscription. AA.
Damn,
that was very funny.
What do you keep in your flask?
Whiskey or bourbon.
Very nice.
Yep.
You don't want to do like a peppermint schnapps or vodka?
No.
Hotel liquors? See,
no.
You're not an alcoholic yet.
Oh,
once you're an alcoholic, then you have to hide it more.
Well, I only like bourbon or some sort of whiskey. Tequila's okay, but I like bourbon a lot better. And here's the thing. For almost 2 weeks now, I haven't eaten any sugar or carbs. The only sugar I've eaten has been like whatever's in bourbon.
You've drank in...
It doesn't count if you drink it.
No. Yeah. What sugar have I drank?
Just like the applesauce.
The bourbon. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, there's a little tiny. It's a very, very small amount.
No, there's no sugar in bourbon.
Yeah. It's almost not. It's not like rum or something.
Oh. I put sugar in my bourbon, so maybe that's where I went wrong.
Puke carries a flask, but it's just sugar.
Yeah.
And then he pours it into other things.
Pours it in his mouth.
Well, I'll shake us up a nice bourbon drink here in a little bit once we finish our current drinks.
Oh, I won't be able to turn it down.
Yeah, I had a whole pint of ice cream last night.
You can't just sit here and tell me you're an alcoholic and not drink the drinks.
Well, I'm going to a party later.
Yeah, so you got to do a little pre-gaming.
It's in Maine.
So?
Okay.
They drink even more up there.
So, but yeah, I can't believe I've actually stuck to it. Almost 2 weeks, no sugar, no carbs. To be fair, there's a little bit of carbs in hummus. But does that really count?
No.
Yes, because it's hummus.
Well, it does.
Right.
There's almost none.
If you're worried about cashews having carbs, then hummus has carbs.
Not as many as cashews.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I wish Brett were here to inform us on the nutrients.
Oh, yeah.
So last night during the shows I was recording, I was getting really drunk and I thought I better eat some food. So I sat here with my bourbon and my vape, and I ate cheese and pickles. That was my dinner.
Like a pickle wrapped in a slice of cheese?
No, like
the dinner,
pickles.
The dinner of alcoholic champions.
I did drink pickle juice, too.
Oh,
like, I just drank half the jar.
Why?
Because there was a podcast that I heard yesterday, and it had a fitness guru guy on,
okay.
And I thought, and he was talking about how pickle juice will give you energy, like before a long day.
Okay.
So I thought, shit.
Because you drink it and you go, oh, I'm going to throw up, and you run to the bathroom.
It was like 1 in the morning, and I thought, I got to get up early in the morning. I got to do a bunch of shit. I got to go to a party tomorrow night. I'm going to need this energy.
Yeah.
So I better drink this pickle juice. It was nowhere near as bad as I expected. It was great, actually.
Did it work?
I like it better than seltzer.
I mean, it's water and vinegar and spices.
Yeah, I like it.
It's not a beverage.
It is now.
It's a preservative. And now your guts are preserved.
Yeah. But
it's kind of sad.
I don't know. I've been trying that and exercise too. I keep since I don't have Facebook, I keep sending screenshots to Nick and Puke of occasional exercises.
Oh sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to share that on Facebook.
Yeah, you're not, I mean, if you're a fat girl, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now do you guys give him positive reinforcement?
Not really. They just don't respond.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I did to Andrew last night.
What?
Andrew, like, sends me... Well, first, Andrew's like, hey, you want to hang out? I come over there. And then like, I'm like, yeah, sure, let me eat dinner. And then he's like, I'm going to... I started drinking and editing, so I'm not going to come over. And then, like, right before I'm like falling asleep.
Sorry,
and I get
a seem that late to me.
I get a photo from Andrew, and it's, like, a photo of him drinking booze. And he's like, I'll get drunk, editing, doing a show.
Yeah,
and then he does
fun.
The same thing again today. He's like, can I come over and borrow your mower?
Yeah.
And then like he's like, I'll be there in 20 minutes. And then an hour later, he's like, sorry, I found one closer.
I did.
Why? You found one?
You have a very flaky date, Andrew.
I'm sorry. I was driving to Tom's house from the dump, and I drove by Nice Guy Keith's house, and I saw Nice Guy Keith working on a chainsaw in his yard. Nope. So I pulled over because I hadn't seen Keith in like 2 months.
Nobody knows who that is.
Nice Guy Keith
was
on the show.
He was?
Yep. You were away in Michigan or something for Christmas.
Oh. Speaking of someone who's on the show, I have a thing in a sec.
Okay.
What?
Teaser. He's teasing someone who's on the show.
So, yeah, I stopped there, ended up talking to Keith for a long time, and told him I had to get going to go pick up a mower, and he said I can borrow his, and I thought, well, he lives a lot closer than Tom, so I borrowed his. Sorry, Tom.
That's all right.
Yeah, Tom, you're really missing out on the getting your mower borrowed.
Well, I was hoping to give it to him and then say, well, you know, the blade's real dull.
Oh, I can sharpen the blade.
Yeah. Well, so can I just don't.
Oh, okay.
Just get a new one.
A new what?
A new mower?
A new blade. Oh. They're like $70.
They're like $14.
Oh. Yeah,
I think Nick's probably right.
See, the thing is, if you change the blade, you've already done 90% of the work of sharpening it. The pain in the ass is
it's
getting
true.
Under
the
mower.
Part takes no time.
Who has a sharpener?
Tom. How do you not have a bench grinder?
Yeah, I've got one in my garage.
It takes like 4 minutes to sharpen a lawnmower blade. It takes 15 minutes to get the fucking bolt
Everyone's
off
got
and,
sharpeners laying
but
around?
Where do you get a ladder?
Yeah.
They're like $10.
Yeah, but for what? Just your lawnmower blade?
No,
for
you can anything. Sharpen anything.
Or just grind.
You know how many washers I've had to grind down because they were too big?
My ice skates?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got ice skates, you could sharpen the fuck
exactly.
out of them.
My teeth?
Yep, you could put your teeth
like
on.
Like a Klingon.
Oh, God, can you imagine putting your teeth on a bench grinder? Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you'd mentioned Wikipedia Travis, right?
Trevor.
That's his name, Trevor. See, I think we're enemies now because I can't remember him at all. And I got very drunk and sat in his chair covered in mud at the festival. And then the next day I came to his site and I was like, I'm so sorry about that chair.
What did he say?
He's like, I found it to forgive you, in my heart to forgive you. But I don't think he meant it. And also I forgot he was on the show until like several days after I'd first seen him at the festival.
That's all right. I apparently met him and don't remember it.
Huh?
Sorry, Trevor.
I don't know.
I think it was
Weird.
The last day and I was pretty worn out from getting 3 hours of sleep every night and drinking all day.
I sent Trevor a photo of Tom and his dog, Mildred, and I said, look for this man, talk to him, he's nice. And he said, okay.
Yeah, can't miss me. I got a fucking 130-pound dog strapped to my waist the entire week.
Yep.
My spine hurts. Some asshole had a tennis ball and was like going like, oh, you want to get the ball? And then threw it, and the dog goes after it and
pulled
just yank
back
like,
out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was fun.
How does the dog not learn it can't go more than 3 feet from you?
It's
dogs
a dog.
Are real dumb.
I don't know.
They're very dumb.
Have you seen a dog try to go through a door with a stick? Like they have a stick sideways in their mouth and just ram into the door? They're not,
that's
the smartest animals.
Yeah, I went and I listened to last week's show you did there, Nick. I sound awful.
What?
I'm like, I'm real tired. Been drinking all day.
That's all right.
I was only like 2 beers in, too. This is what cumulative lack of sleep and alcohol does.
Sure. Well, I mean, like we said on the show, you got to stop sleeping in tents with tarps hitting you in the face in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. No, this is that's my last year doing that shit. Hotel room or something, but I can't be doing that. I'm too old for this shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't camped in 3 years.
Yeah. I found a solution to camping.
Oh, okay.
Cot tent.
So
tent cot.
Pull it up.
Cut a tent.
Tom, I need your input on this. So, Puke and I, we'll get into this later, but we were camping this weekend, too.
You just said you hadn't camped for 3 years.
Until this weekend.
Oh.
And in the middle of the week, Puke goes, I found the solution. You know how tents suck? Because they're tiny and like you can't change in them. You can't keep anything in them.
Depends on the tent.
No, what?
No, I found the solution. The smallest tent imaginable.
I never said the reason.
This is going to be great.
I didn't say the reason tents suck is because they're too small to change in or some shit.
Somebody re-engineered a tiny little tent to stand on stilts off the ground.
Oh, yeah. Robert had one of those.
Nice.
This year.
So it's a cot. So you're off the ground by 11 inches, and then you're covered by the tent part. And thus, it's tiny and easy. I assume it's easy to put up. There's no stakes. I hate putting stakes in the ground.
Yeah, but it blows
you're
away as
ground.
Soon as you get out of it.
You tie it down, you fucking idiot.
Then what do you... You can't make the argument it doesn't need stakes.
Shit. I didn't think about that.
No, it's everything bad about a tent and none of the possibly not bad things.
No, you load rocks into it. You get out, load rocks in.
Right. I mean, if you're going to have a small tent, then you might as well have that. But
I
really,
have a small
tent becomes so much better once you can stand up inside of
yes.
it.
Which I don't have. I don't have a tent.
Then you can
I can
get
stand
dressed
up
and you can lounge
but
around.
But see, the thing is, like, I don't...
shit.
The reason I was looking at this thing... you've got a big-ass tent. The reason I was looking at this is because I slept at the track in the back of my car freezing to death. And it sucked.
This would still be cold.
Yeah.
No, because
and it would still suck.
If I remembered the tent, I would hopefully remember the sleeping bag, which I forgot. That's why it was cold.
So, but do you see what I'm saying? This
no.
is everything bad about a tent, but at least with a tent, you can sometimes fit a change of clothes inside with you.
You can fit a change of clothes in here.
I
this
think
you
are severely
long.
Mistaken about the internal dimensions of this. I understand that you have
mistaken.
The dimensions and you're reading them off and you're comparing them to your body dimensions.
Yep.
But think about moving your arms around.
This is basically a coffin made out of
yes.
fabric.
How many clothes did I change?
That sounds amazing.
over one night at the track?
I have no fucking idea.
Zero.
Okay.
So I don't need to change clothes.
He never took his clothes off, yeah.
No, I didn't. I was freezing. Couldn't take the clothes off.
I'm just saying.
Not all of us have a giant truck. You put a literal mattress in.
Yeah.
But you put a fucking mattress in the back of your truck.
This thing,
so you were comfy.
I'm looking at it. I can tell you, when mm-hmm. it's folded up, it takes up no less room than a tent.
No, it probably takes up more because it has a lot
yeah,
of bars.
Exactly.
But I'm also going to the track in a car, so that I'm
okay.
not hiking with it.
All right. So if the folded up size of it is not a concern, then why not just fucking get a tent and a cot? How much is this piece of shit?
It's like $230.
$230
Jesus.
Bucks. You yeah, don't think cheap. you couldn't get a stand up tent for $230?
That's not the
that
point.
That shit's like $40.
I vote for puke.
I already have a tent. I just don't like using it.
So you're not going to like this either. You're just going to be $230 poorer.
I think I would like it because everything you're against, and then I buy regardless.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I like it.
That
really?
Is that
uh-huh.
is so
really?
Good.
Listeners, please go back through all the shows and find out when Puka said, "Yeah, you were right, Andrew. I shouldn't have bought that." That's happened a million times.
Probably once.
A million times.
Never. So what's your solution for me?
An actual tent.
An actual tent.
If you're going to buy
But then a tent, you're on the ground. It's hard.
So buy a cot for $40.
Cot doesn't fit in my tent.
Yes,
cots are expensive.
Put it in the tent.
But that's the thing. I don't have a tent that would fit a cot. Or maybe I do. God. I don't know.
Or
don't
an
know
air mattress.
Air mattresses. I have one of those already, so I don't know.
You just want to go back in the Army. That's all you want to do.
Okay. I didn't have anything this nice in the Army.
So you
you
want
to sit here and eat these fucking cans of shit food?
I did.
Sleep on a cot?
I tried to eat the meat. You guys yelled at me.
So, you know how you have a small house?
Uh-huh.
And it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not shitty.
Uh-huh.
But it's not great.
Uh-huh.
That's like a tent.
Oh.
You know how... Where'd you come from before that house?
Mars.
A super tiny little
apartment.
It was like your house, but crammed into a much smaller space.
Uh-huh.
This thing is your apartment, and your house is your tent. Okay? Think of it that way. How great was your apartment?
No.
This is the tent equivalent of your apartment.
But my apartment would be great if I had to stay in it one night.
Right.
Andrew, are you going to be in this with him?
Yeah.
No.
No wonder you're upset.
No, I'm not going to be in this with him. But still, I stayed
also,
in one of these fucking things once. For one
I
night.
I don't think
and
you
And I said,
did.
I'll sleep out under the stars instead of sleeping in that fucking piece of shit again.
Have you ever slept under the stars?
Yes.
It sucks.
It does. When I was a kid, I used to sleep on my trampoline.
Cold.
Yeah.
So you've slept in this exact model of content.
Not this exact model,
okay,
but something very similar. It was orange.
Listen, there's an easy solution, Puke.
Buy a station
Find
wagon
a
or a
place that doesn't sell it on the internet.
Yeah.
And go lay in it.
For fuck's sake, he's about to spend $230 on something he's never seen, and he envisions it to be this fantasy of slumber.
Yeah.
There's got to be a store that has
It's called Dick's.
Go to Dick's, set one up in the aisle.
I have to go to Dick's, too.
A man's going to walk by going, can I help you? And say, no, I'm trying to sleep in this tent. Get away.
Yeah.
There's a second reason I want something like this is because it will give me a place to put my stuff.
That's what a tent does when
I'm driving the car.
Every single thing that you like about this, a tent does the same.
He needs to get two now. One for his stuff and one for his body.
Right? Yeah.
And one for his rocks.
But when I'm sleeping in the tent, the stuff goes inside the car.
And then he's going to leave four in the studio.
Do you guys just want to borrow my tent?
Just borrow Tom's tent.
I own a tent. I already have one.
So this is redundant.
What happens when water gets in the tent?
Water
kill yourself.
Water can't get 11 inches
high.
It's going to get stabbed with a knife.
11.
I'm going to slit its fucking throat with a knife. And it has the same components as a tent. It has the poles going across the top.
That's true.
Everything.
It probably takes forever to set up.
Yeah, it looks like much more of a pain in the ass.
What I envision is basically, I just need your truck. Can I sleep in your truck next time and you sleep in the back of my car?
No.
Fuck.
Do you see why I was so upset this week when he messaged me this, that he wanted to buy this thing?
I don't think it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I mean, it's...
I don't understand. I think Andrew just hates any time I'm like, I think this is a solution for something that I need.
At least it's not a Bluetooth speaker.
I only hate when he's wrong.
Fidget spinner.
Level one.
I only hate when he's wrong. And he's very wrong right now.
Uh-huh. That's what you say. What
the fuck are these other photos?
Of other angles? You never seen the website before?
What do the reviews say?
Oh,
that it's awesome.
Okay.
The reviews from CampRight.com say that Camp Wright's product is awesome.
Oh, yeah. It has to be on Amazon,
$300?
Right?
Look at that. For $300, you can get one that fits two people.
This is just a super tiny tent on stilts.
What if you're banging and then the legs break?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be bad.
And if it collapses and you guys start suffocating?
This is your exact tent on stilts.
Yeah.
I don't think you could bang in that.
No.
I bet you could find a way.
You have to be on the ground.
It has a minimum 30-minute bang rating before the
Yeah, so
pipes.
Do I.
Oh. Wait, minimum?
Missionary Wait, only. Anything else minimum. Will void warranty.
Maximum.
That's not the joke. Fuck. We all fucked up.
I didn't fuck up.
I bet this is the kind you were in.
We all fucked up.
The tiny original one that the military uses, but... Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably not going to get it. I don't know. I guess next time we go, I'll have to remember to bring a tent and a fucking air mattress and a sleeping bag and all that shit that I own already.
How often do you go camping?
Only when I go to the track so far.
Right.
And two times I've gone to the track without bringing the tent. It was miserable as fuck.
So for once a year, you're about to spend $230 on something that's going to be stupid.
Yeah.
Well, you already have everything you need.
Yeah, buy it next year. Not right now.
If you use it twice, it's like the cost of a hotel room. There, justified.
Boom.
No. Okay. The cost of a hotel room. You know how much better living in a hotel room is than living in a fucking coffin?
Yeah, you
can
shave
your
balls.
Is there a hotel there?
No.
Well, there might be somewhere.
There is 20 minutes away.
A little tiny thing.
Yeah, but don't you want to get drunk and then, like, drag your ass back and climb in a tent, not...
Yeah. That's what I did, but I forgot my sleeping bag, so all I had was a sweatshirt. So I drunkenly crawled in the back of my hatchback, Mazda 3, and for 6 hours, I was so fucking cold.
Oh, no.
You know what's funny?
At one point, I dragged out my raincoat and tried to use that. First around my legs, and then my upper body got cold, and I was like, fuck my legs. So, and then about 4 a.m., I woke up and said, fuck it, I'm going to go shit in the building. And then I was like, why am I not sleeping inside this building?
Wait. The bathroom, or there's another building?
There's
and
a
then
there's
bathroom.
It's like there's a big hall with bathrooms.
I imagine you're just sleeping in the bathroom.
I should have. It was warm.
So this is going to piss Puke off real bad.
What's that?
So I wasn't cold at all either night.
You motherfucker.
I just crawled in the back of my truck and slept, which is not warm, but I brought Puke's sleeping bag from my house and used that. And I was so drunk, I couldn't even drape it. Like, I couldn't get in it. And I couldn't unzip it. So I literally just kind of unrolled it over a third of my body. And I was plenty warm.
Wait, if I were Puke, I would have been like, give me my sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to take the sleeping bag.
I would not even have known.
What?
I was so drunk, I wouldn't have noticed.
God damn it. And I shut you in your truck for you, too.
You did?
Yeah, you didn't remember that?
No.
You were like, Puke, you got to help me. You got to close the bed. Right. Just fucking laid face down.
Well, I want to talk more about that weekend because it was a lot happened.
Okay.
And I want to go to break first.
Okay. I'm going to be doing a 20-minute break show, if that's okay.
Why don't you just do it on the show?
Because he's doing a break show.
Because there's other content for the show.
What are we going to listen to during the break, Andrew?
We're going to listen to a clip from a PCL from Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga.
Probably
or
like,
do you want to do a clip from Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga?
I don't care.
Or Nick's Porkfest show, maybe? Is that what we're thinking?
Well, I don't know. I did a walk-around show as well. That's already released. So there's a lot. Basically, there's a lot on the PCL.
Booming.com/VIP.
So I met a man at the festival. He said, I'm a fan of yours. And I said, oh, cool. Do you pay us? He said, no. You guys went on hiatus. It saved me time. Why would I pay you? For more stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks. Well, anyway, thanks for that guy.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
What no, pay us, please.
Oh, or well, if he does, then don't fuck. Go to break.
Who was that guy?
I don't know.
Oh. You didn't get his name?
I was with Tom when I saw him.
Who was that guy?
He was at the sangria party.
I have no idea who we're talking about.
He seemed all hippie-ish, and he wore a tie-dye, I think he was. I don't know.
Was it someone we met before? Like, this guy...
Oh, shit, are we recording?
Yes.
Okay, so seriously, I gotta do a show, I gotta do a break, I gotta do a break show. You guys can hang out for it, but I have to sit in Puke's chair. The way I look right now is I am walking, and I've got a laptop bag around my shoulder, and I have one mic in my hand, and I've got a spare mic
in the bag. So I can pull the spare mic out at any time. We will be doing interviews. So I'm at what is called the Pork Fest. And it appears right now that we have someone who's having a little bit of trouble getting into the festival. Hello, are you having trouble getting in?
I was. Now I'm not because the door opened.
All right, very good. You're good. All right, that was great. So we just interviewed someone on their experience trying to get into the festival. So you got to ride up... I think I'm hilarious, by the way, which is a big problem of mine because it ends up interrupting the show when I actually laugh. But you're a fan of Daryl W. Perry.
Yes. Yeah, so
the
he
man
was,
who throws pens.
He was in all the debates for the, or a lot of the debates for the Libertarian Party presidential candidate last year. And they were fairly obscure little things that were on YouTube here and there.
Do you know Daryl W. Perry's 5K time?
5K
it's
time?
It's over 30 minutes. That's
you're talking
ridiculous.
About running.
Ridiculous.
Running.
Yes. Right.
So, no, I don't
know. Do you know
run,
his half marathon
I don't
time?
I don't.
Ah, oh, we're still in the jungle?
We're never getting out of this fucking jungle. But thank God you brought cocktail mixers.
Yeah, I brought these from the 1930s.
What do we got? What are we drinking here, Sarge?
Boulevardier.
What?
It's a Negroni with bourbon instead of gin.
What? I can't hear you over the helicopter.
It's fucking war. It won't fucking end.
I know. God, it's really cutting into my cocktail time.
It's pronounced Boulevardier. That's how we say in America. So, everyone loves Nick, right?
Yep.
We all think Nick did great with his stand-up bit at Porkfest last week, and you can listen to the break show and hear that, and his shows last week, and everything was great, right?
I don't know.
So, I hadn't seen Nick for a while, and one night I'm like, hey, I'm coming to Keene. We're going to work on the car. Nick, do you want to go out after work on the car? Why don't we hang out? I'm coming to you. I haven't seen you, and you don't have to drive anywhere.
Nobody cares about that.
That's so strong.
So yeah, I just messaged Nick saying, hey, you want to go out? And he says no. And I go, oh, come on. And then he says no. So I go home. Apparently, he decided that we were in a fight. And I'm very upset about this.
That was a long time ago.
Because then... So I didn't know we were in a fight. I don't know if I like your button. I control the levels. I don't need you just randomly pushing buttons that abruptly cuts things up and down. God damn it.
Now you're in a fight.
Puke's got... Nick,
end of the drop.
Nick gets mad at me. And I didn't know about it. And then I'm like, hey guys, when are we doing the show this weekend? It's the long weekend. I can be pretty flexible, but I'm getting invited to places, and I kind of want to figure out when the show should be so I can go or not go to these places and do these things.
Andrew wants to schedule?
And Puke's like,
wow.
Eh, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm cool with whatever, too.
I think I might have said I could. There was a possibility I would be working Saturday.
Right. So Puke's like, here's a window of time we might not be able to do the show. So the only person who tends to be very specific about when the show should be is Nick, and I'm waiting for him to respond. He doesn't because evidently he was mad at me. And all I was trying to do was be your friend, and it got me real pissed.
Okay.
That's it? You got nothing to say?
No.
Am I wrong?
Well, this wasn't on the show notes, so certainly being attacked over doesn't make me want to keep coming. Out of the blue, coming out from a break, when I have other things going on, but...
Why do you keep trying to turn it up too loud? Oh, Nick's walking out of the room.
Stop stepping on the sadness.
I mean, this is kind of the music you walk away to, right?
It is the Lonely Man theme.
Well, if he's not coming back, I'm drinking his liquor.
Okay, so Puke.
Huh?
Well, everybody else was at Porkfest.
Yeah.
What did we do?
We went to a, I worked most of the week. You worked too,
probably. That's what I meant.
And then?
That's exactly what I meant.
We worked some more. So on the weekend, well, because Porkfest starts during the week, and we didn't go then. But during the weekend, we had a two-day racing event at Canaan, New Hampshire, at the Canaan Motor Club, in which we participated in a Autocross on a road racetrack. Road course racetrack.
That's about all I have to say about that.
Oh, wow, really?
Like, okay. What else do I...
Well,
you asked me what we did, and that is exactly what we did.
For those of you who don't go to Porkfest, or I guess for those of you who do go to Porkfest, if you end up skipping Porkfest, all your friends are somewhere, they're having a good time, and you just feel like a loser. But the way to not feel like a loser is to do something way the fuck better than Porkfest.
Sure. Well, so...
Maybe not for everybody, but I had an absolute blast this past weekend.
Yeah, I've been to Porkfest for like 9 years. I've gone in the... Maybe eight. I don't know. I've been here like 10 years. I forget. But anyway, I've been to plenty of them, and it's a lot of just kind of like wandering around a campsite. I don't know. Like drinking. That's about it. You, like you sit around, you drink. Sometimes I took photos of stuff, which actually makes it even more annoying because then you have something you're supposed to be doing as opposed to just doing nothing, which is kind of fun sometimes. But it's kind of boring. It's lost its charm.
Yeah, and like at this race weekend, I wasn't bored for at all.
Right. So during this race, it's an autocross race. So you weren't in charge of anything this year, Andrew.
Okay.
Right.
Hold on. So, I went up with the intention of, oh, this is gonna be great. I'm not in charge. I sold my car. I'm driving somebody else's car. No worries. All I had to do was haul a car up there for somebody else, which wasn't a problem. And Justin, whose car I was driving. He asked if I could haul some of his and Melissa's gear up. So yep. I said, sure. I got a big truck.
Sure.
So
you even brought somebody else's car behind the truck.
That's what I just said.
Mm-hmm. I missed it.
Obviously. So I went and loaded up all their gear, and we just packed up everything, made sure we didn't forget anything, brought a bunch of food, tons of meat. They had a little grill they were bringing along, so we didn't have to spare anything because we weren't trying to pack a bunch of shit into a Miata.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You had a full-size truck bed.
And we loaded up my truck bed. We absolutely loaded it up. So we get out there Friday, and we unload the truck, we set up, and we're like, now what? So, like I mentioned on the show earlier, just started drinking. I bought a liter and a half of scotch, like good scotch, and I said, God damn it. We are going to finish this fucking bottle of scotch this weekend. So Friday night comes, and I start drinking the scotch, and I go, hey, you want some scotch? And everyone's like, no, I'm good with beer. Nobody else had the scotch, except for the one British guy. The one British guy had scotch.
Okay.
But that was it.
Was he Scottish?
British.
Oh.
So drank a lot of the scotch, got really drunk, but I'm becoming an alcoholic, which means I'm getting good at drinking. So I'll drink a shitload of scotch. But then, for like every glass of scotch that I drink, I'll drink a bottle of water or whatever.
Okay.
Or I'll finish the night, like the last hour and a half before I pass out, I'll drink nothing but water. And this is a perfect formula because I woke up the next morning like 5 hours later.
You felt like
I was
shit.
The first one up and I'm like, well, my head hurts a little bit.
I believe.
And I smelled coffee and I was fucking perfect. Everyone else was like, ugh.
I believe your text was, I hate life, though.
What?
That, like, Saturday morning, you were like, I hate my life, or I hate life hurts, or something. You sounded
oh,
like you
light,
were severe.
Light hurt.
Oh, light. I think you typed life.
Oh, whoops.
So I was under the impression you were hungover as fuck.
No, I got up, and like I didn't feel great for the first, like, 20 minutes, but then I felt fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was up before everybody else.
You had a little hair of the dog?
No. No, I didn't have to eat any dogs.
Crack that bourbon back open.
So here's the problem. The guy who was supposed to chair Saturday's event, Jason, he's been on the PCL a couple of times. He had a car accident, and he can't chair the event. So he didn't show up. So Melissa, my co-driver for the weekend, she was chairing Saturday, and she asked for my help. And I can't go to these events. I've done too many of them. I've chaired too many of them. And it's very difficult and very stressful, but whenever I do it, I stress myself out so much that I think the event runs pretty well. Like, I've done events with 80-plus people, and we've gotten, like, 10 runs. But
which is a good number.
Yeah, it's a good number for 80 people. So this event's a bit extra hectic, so I couldn't help but take on responsibility, and all I did all day was just yell at people. Like, okay. I've never yelled at people more than this day. But
never.
I did drive, and it wasn't my car. I wasn't really used to it. and it was fantastic. That car just clicked with me.
What were you driving?
It was a 99 Miata.
Okay. So not too different from your BRZ.
It drives quite different from
does
the BRZ.
Does it?
Yep.
Okay. I figured a small front engine rear drive.
Yeah, but it's lighter, less powerful, better grip, better suspension.
Yeah.
But no, it was absolutely fantastic. I had a blast driving it. I drove it too hard for a couple of runs, so it kind of went into limp mode. I thought I broke it. I was worried because we had a whole other day still.
Yeah.
But
and it's not your car.
Yeah, and it's not my car, and I felt bad, so I had to take it easy, which I was just driving like I would my car. But finished that day and started drinking again. Drank way more. Our camp area became like party central. We had like 25, 30 people there all night long. And I got really, really drunk and just had a really fun time. It was drinking, tons of food, tons of cool people. Like, I love these people. Like, Liberty people, it's like, oh, yeah, one out of every 16 I like. But these people, it's like, oh, one out of every 16 I don't really care about.
So a better ratio.
Much so what kind ratio. Of a drunk are you? I know in my experience, you're a disappearing drunk.
Yeah, no, that was one time. Well, what kind of drunk was I, Puke?
You're the kind that goes, drink more bourbon! We have to finish this
bottle.
Yeah,
I brought this fucking bottle. I didn't want to bring
it back.
We're going
to drink it. And then he walks around and forces everybody to drink like some sort of frat boy.
An adventure drunk.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm a mix of adventure drunk and happy drunk.
Well, I did go on an adventure. So at one point, somebody was like, where's Puke? I go, yeah, I haven't seen Puke for a while. And, like, it's dark out, right?
It's pitch black.
So I grabbed a lantern, and I held it up like a man exploring a cavern. Right. But hold it up in front of him and swing it back and forth. So I walked around swinging this lantern around until I found
Puke.
Which
is the worst way to hold a
lantern. Yelling Puke?
Yes.
All right. See, that's a great image of a guy just walking around yelling Puke while swinging a lantern.
Yeah. So we went and we explored the porta-potties. We figured that's the most likely place where he was.
I was gone, like, 15 minutes. I went and found a place to shit and wash my hands indoors. There's a pavilion building kind of thing. And I come back and they're like, where were you at? We were looking for all over for you. And I was like, I was in the shitter, you retards.
But
you thought I was like in the middle of the track, passed out or something?
Yeah,
like,
I thought you got sick and vomited or something.
Oh, no. I had enough fucking bourbon because you kept pouring shit at me. But
Scotch.
Scotcherin. And Scotchbon. But we had meat. People were grilling meats and stuff, so I think that absorbs a lot of the booze. And I had fun, too, because at one point I realized, like, oh, my God, the stars are really bright. The sun's finally gone down. I got to take some long exposure photographs. And they turned out pretty good. I don't have them edited and up yet. But it was a nice night until 10:30, 11 o'clock or whenever it was. Everybody was like, you know, turning in for the night, so to speak, and Andrew was like, Puke, fucking close me into the truck. So I have to close you into your truck, and I decide, well, I'm going to go to bed too. But I forgot my sleeping bag, so I have a sweatshirt and the back of my car.
Didn't we already discuss this?
Yeah, so I got in the back of my car and froze to death, and it fucking sucked.
Oh, see, I crawled in the bed, and like I said, didn't cover myself up, woke up in the morning. Everyone's like, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
I was like the drunkest.
I remembered that I had forgotten the sleeping bag like 10 miles down the road. I should have turned around.
Yeah.
But I was already late because you guys were waiting on my pan, I guess, to cook breakfast.
Oh, yeah. And then you got lost.
And then I followed the GPS in my car, and that stupid fucking thing took me off the wrong direction. Like, I was, I would say, half a mile from the road that turns off to the track, and it sent me right instead of left on a Y. And I ended up just driving down this highway for I don't know how many miles. At one point, I passed these cars that I knew was going to the event, but they were going the opposite direction. I was like, oh, I wonder where those are going.
Idiots.
And then I, you know, it turns down this side road, and I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm going down the side, little fucking two-lane highway, and then it has me turn again onto a dirt road. Like, motherfucker, this can't be right. I pull over, no signal, so I can't use Google. I'm using the car's GPS. I'm like, fuck. Okay, well, goddamn, it's going to send me, like, the back way or something, I guess. And I go down the dirt road for 2 or 3 miles. And then it has me turn down a dead end. And I'm like, God damn it! So then I just go onto my GPS and I search. And I'm like, these two roads appear to connect. I'm just going to follow them. At this point, it's, like, 45 minutes past when I was going to be there. And I finally get turned around. Oh, and my gas light came on. I was almost out of gas. And I'm like, I'm going to die.
And Puke does this thing where he's like, he'll let you know when he's going to be somewhere. He's like, 30 minutes out. But consistently, he misses that mark by like an hour.
I don't think that's
today.
Yeah, today. Okay, so that's not forever. That's not always or whatever.
Well, last time you were meeting us somewhere, you were like an hour late.
Yeah.
And then today, you were like an hour late.
Yeah, I didn't have anywhere to be.
So,
but today I was late because I went to look for some clothing. So while we're at the track, it was Saturday morning. It was cloudy and rainy. And I didn't think about putting on sunscreen. Although the day before, I was like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to put on sunscreen. I'm going to do it all day. I'm going to make sure I don't get sunburned. Well, I fucked that up. I forgot completely. And by midday, the sun came out, and I was burnt to fuck. And then I had another day of standing out in the sun taking photos, so my arms are peeling like crazy right now.
So is this like an autocross where you stand in a parking lot 9/10 of the time?
Nope.
Okay. No, it's on the side of the track 9/10 of the time.
Well, why don't you guys could just go into those shitty like $60 canopies and stand under that?
Well, I can't. I have a camera and I'm walking hundreds of fucking miles a day.
You could get a big fruity umbrella.
Yeah.
And I don't. Umbrella, I'm responsible, so I have responsibilities that don't require me just standing around with my thumb up my ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have that thumb up the ass.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of great photos, over 4,000, which was fun.
Did lose quite a bit of skin on your arm, it looks like.
Yeah, both of my arms are peeling real good. You know what's the best thing? When you get a bad sunburn like this, find an air compressor. Blow. Once you start peeling, you blow the compressed air on your skin. It just blows the skin right off.
That's great. See, it's bone.
Yeah.
Now, do you get burned worse on your tattoo or not as bad?
I was actually wearing one of those little Tyvek paper event like wristbands. We had to have two of them for some reason. And so that covered up the tattoo, so that's why I have a tattoo line. But I was talking to a guy.
I didn't know if that was like extra melanin almost.
Nah, I was talking to a guy and he said his arms actually.
Melatonin.
No, melanin. He has full sleeves tattoos and he said his arms get hotter on the tattoos. He notices it.
Well, yeah, because it's dark.
They're black, right? So I wonder if. Do darker skinned black folk get like hotter? Do they feel the heat more?
Yeah.
That's counterintuitive. Why would God do that to you?
But they don't get burned as much, so
that's true, yeah, right?
It's a trade-off.
Anyway, it was great. I got a lot of great photos, and I drove the shit out of my car, I think. People were saying I was boogieing in my little Mazda 3, which is fun, and I didn't crash it. I probably could have gone harder. But because Andrew was in timing and stuff, he wasn't able to ride with me and give me pointers. But I still had fun all the same. And as per usual, there's only one photo in existence that's of my car.
Yeah, sorry. Usually I try and get photos of your car, but I was running timing while you were driving.
Yeah, so it's the way it goes. Like, nobody ever gets good photos of me.
I do.
Sometimes Andrew does.
So, Sunday comes, feeling great, and the day starts going. It takes a while to get going, and it's not going smoothly.
Mm.
And I try to just sit quiet and ignore it. But at a certain point, when it was getting late and it's like my off time, I should just be hanging around like eating breakfast. I see that not many cars are going, and it's like they're like 5 minutes in between. I go, "What the fuck?
Go back, you stupid fuck!"
So I just start going over and just screaming at people, and I had to threaten to throw people out all day long on Sunday.
Silence.
But yeah,
Why would you have to throw people out just doing stupid stuff on the track?
Yeah, just not. Not respecting like the timing cable and stuff and just driving over it slamming on the brakes and skidding across the timing cable.
It's bad to drive over this cable. So
yeah, it's fragile.
Especially whenever a car slides over it, it's especially bad.
Why not wireless?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't get me started.
That's club stuff.
But Sunday came and I had a blast driving. Again, the car just clicked with me. I ended up winning my class and, I was thrilled. I had more fun at this event than any other event, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was better than last year, because last year there was another club that did the Sunday event, and they split up the track. It has these little cart paths, they call them, for, like, go-karts.
And I like the cart paths a lot.
But they split the track up into two, like, they tried to do two events at once, basically, and it just was nowhere near as much fun, because, like, you're on a fucking, like, you can do an autocross in a parking lot all the time. Like, that's normally what we do. And this is, like, one time a year you get to use a fucking full racetrack. Like, there are cones to kind of slow you down some. But you get good speed going. It's so much fucking fun.
How fast you get going?
Scary.
Depends on the car. But, yeah. Like, a slow car, like Pukes or this Mazda I was in, 80.
Oh, know? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Because autocross, I don't think I ever go more than, like, 45.
Yeah, maybe 50 or so.
It depends on the course.
Very good.
Yeah. But, like, if I was driving your Corvette with good tires, which I don't think you have.
I have good tires. Okay. You've said such.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said such.
Yeah. Right. I said they were good before this conversation,
There's good street tires, which do not relate to good autocross tires whatsoever.
Okay.
There's good street tires, and there's awful street tires that are excellent autocross tires. So there's no way I would have said you have good autocross tires. I probably said you have good street tires.
Okay.
But your car with like autocross tires, I probably could have hit like 95 or 90 maybe. Yeah, because it's not that powerful. 90.
Yeah, this car's moving, and I've got a bunch of excellent, well, not excellent, but I've got some really good photos of people just skidding off like
lots
crazy
of
into
spins,
the dirt.
Lots of dirt clouds.
Thankfully, it's a really well-designed course that has plenty of runoff.
Yeah. Nobody hit a wall.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't fuck your car up if you go off?
No.
Okay.
But no. It could.
I mean,
but nobody did.
Yeah, but it would be pretty hard. Like, it would be a very slim chance to actually fuck your car up.
Well, that sounds like
the
fun.
Worst thing that happens is you get your car very dirty with dirt.
Yeah, I don't care.
Especially a convertible.
My car is filthy. I washed it once in the last 2.5 years.
So,
and it looks great for about a week.
Yeah.
And then the trees jizzed all over it.
But no, it was an absolute blast. I loved it. I loved that car. Man, it just, it worked with me. I don't know.
Is that what you're going
to
get?
You're going to have to get a Miata? Miata?
No.
Uh-oh. No, everyone has a Miata. I don't want a Miata.
I saw a Fiero for sale. I know you know that.
Fiero,
I looked at
no.
it and I was like, what is that? And I
it
looked
looks
it up
cool.
and I said, no, nah,
it looks fantastic.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah. Theoretically, it's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, the MR2.
It looked like something you would be into. So I looked it up and then I looked at Jalopnik and I was like, well, he's not going to want this.
See, here's the problem with the Fiero.
It's GM.
An MR2 exists.
Yeah.
So if you want that style of car, which I love the way it looks, a first generation MR2 exists. Looks better. Much better.
So, speaking of MR2s, ours is almost living.
Yeah. Yay. I know. I couldn't believe it.
We've been working on it in our friend John's garage for a while.
Fucking electrical shit.
And we were chasing wires. Like, you and John were chasing wires, and I was sitting in the pan of the fucking engine with my spine poking into things. And, like,
the
you guys
pan
are
of
just,
the engine with my spine.
I said, did I say engine? I said car, I think. Anyway, we don't have a goddamn seat in the car, so I'm just sitting on bolts. But we finally went through and like ran and tested each wire and checked grounds, and we're making progress. We found out where the anti-theft bullshit and
the immobilizer.
At one point, I was fucking with something on the ignition and locked it. And then to fix it, I ripped it off of the ignition, so hopefully it wasn't required.
We almost set a fire.
Did it start? Yeah.
No.
Yes, I know.
So, anyway, we were going through. We found the immobilizer box. And when we unplugged that, a lot of wires going to that fucker. Our friend John took it apart and looked at it. There was something rattling in it. But anyway, we took it apart, looked at the board, put it back together. Andrew had to go meet a coworker or something, and he was having a cigarette. And while we were waiting on you, John was like, oh, I'm going to go put my car in my trailer and one of his other cars. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll just plug this thing back in. And I'm still in the car, and I'm like, well, let's see what happens. And I click it, and it goes, we can hear the fuel pump go, and I was like,
which hadn't been happening.
Hasn't been happening.
Nice.
I was like, oh, my God, things are happening now.
So is this car old? So is this got a computer? How? What year is it?
Yeah. It's OBD2.
The engine and driveline's no one.
Oh,
computers,
so yeah,
no
it's
one.
Computers.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Okay.
That's lots of that's the fucking problem.
Yeah, I would just rip all that shit out and
yeah,
wire around
looking
it.
Looking back, I should have just spent like $1,500 to get a fancy tune-your-own computer thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, we got that to work, but we still couldn't get it to crank over, and then we, a couple days later, we charged up the battery, and then that didn't work, and then we tried moving the battery around different places, and it actually turned over, like, one turn. We've got bad grounds somewhere from the battery to the engine block or some shit, and but then we found there's, like, bad coil packs, and so we... Jesus Christ, I went to go fucking...
So the problems are much less difficult than they have been.
Yeah. You know what sucks is, obviously Andrew's not like this, but I had to go like Thursday. I had to go to the store, an auto parts store, and find one of these coil packs. And like, I've got homework that's due, and I'm having panic attacks as I'm driving. So I go to the store, and their computer's down, so it takes them 15 fucking minutes for me to check out to buy this coil pack. Well, first of all, they don't know. Of course they can't look it up. You can't just say Celica GTS 2000, 2005. They're like, what's the VIN number? I'm like, I don't know. It's not in a car. And so eventually I get an ignition coil. And I drive to John's house, which is like 15 minutes away. Get the old coil out. New coil. One shorter. Wrong one.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Fuck,
seriously?
I got the wrong one. Did you not read the text I sent you,
no.
fucks?
I don't know.
You idiot. Anyway, so I'm like, God damn it. There's no reason to be here now. Like, I can't do anything. I have to go back and get the other model, right? So, thankfully, like, I wasn't there very long. Like, we just, like, fuck, I got to go get the other one. I go back to the auto parts store, wait in line. Guy looks it up. I'm like, hey, I need the other version. He's like, oh, we don't have one. We can order. I'm like, nope, just give me the money back, $71.
Jesus.
Go to the parts store across the street? No, don't. Although I did run into two friends of ours, Roger and Jim. That was ironic. Anyway, and so obviously there's no place to buy a coil pack in Keene, so I just went home and bought them four of them. I got online on Amazon for the same price as one at AutoZone.
Shopping adventures with Puke.
And then I'm like, God damn it, I have to get to fucking work. To homework.
What's a coil pack?
It is the thingamajig that lights the flubamabloob.
It's a little tiny computer that controls your spark plug.
Okay.
So there's one for each cylinder. Old cars used to have mechanical distributors.
Right? Yeah.
So there is a point to having four of them.
Yeah, it's a four.
Well, I just thought it was a good deal. And you want to get four. I mean, you only need one.
So he wanted to get one for each studio. He wanted to get,
I want to get a tent, like one for each home. But anyway, God, it sucks. I have such fucking anxiety when I have to do things and I can't just go home after work and do like whatever I need to do.
See, all I've been doing is trying everything to not just go home.
Well, you need responsibilities at home then, I guess, or something.
Yeah, I know.
You need a hobby. I guess you have cars, but
yeah, no shit.
Maybe you need another hobby.
Clean your fucking garage. It's filthy.
I'm keeping the house super clean.
Well, that's good.
Like, this house never gets dirty. I never make it dirty because I'm never here to make it dirty. And when I am here, I just clean up a little bit, and that's all it takes. So I don't live in filth or anything.
No.
That's good.
But what happened to your garage?
I don't know.
There's no cars in it, and there's just shit strewn
everywhere. Cars in there, so there's no reason to do anything with it.
But last night, you're like, I'm so bored.
I was.
Like, clean your fucking garage. You're like, no. Like, so fuck you. What am I supposed to do about it?
Yeah.
That's like a classic get drunk in the summer and clean your garage out.
I guess.
So I was,
doing stuff for this show.
Good
instead.
Job. Okay. But the reason I was late today is because I went to two different, this is why I buy everything online. I went to two different fucking stores, Eastern Mountain Sports and Dick's. They didn't have long sleeve UV blocking shirts for anything under $65.
Has anybody ever gotten sunburned through their shirt?
No.
Yes.
Nick?
I'm back. I've been here for quite a while.
Welcome back.
But we're not friends anymore.
Oh, we're not?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been sunburned through your shirt?
Because friends don't do what you've done. Anyway.
Are we still friends, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What I've done?
Yeah.
Andrew, you're such a fucking asshole.
All right. Hold on. I tried talking to you about why you were upset. You didn't want to talk
about
it. On
the show.
Before the show.
On a recorded thing.
Before the show.
How many thousands of things do you want me to not say on the air? Two or three?
1,000.
And I don't say them because I'm not a dick. But you're a dick.
No. I talked about things
here, Nick,
between...
You've been having a tough week, so maybe you're a dick in communicating to me.
Yeah, I thought we could figure it out and get through it.
Yeah, I'm not going over my personal stuff.
It's not personal. It's you and I, which is the
show. That's personal, and I hate you.
But it's the show.
Well, we're not friends anymore, so it doesn't matter. Now
awesome.
we're just show partners.
Awesome.
Okay. We need to sign a new contract?
We had an old contract?
Yeah, we should probably sign one in the first place.
A prenup?
Yeah, prenup.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can get sunburned through T-shirts.
I don't think that's possible. I think it's just your excuse to buy an expensive shirt.
What do you know? You've never been in a tent outside.
You can't get sunburned through a T-shirt.
I know.
Although, sometimes...
So, instead, he wants to spend $65 for a fancy shirt.
If you could get sunburned through a T-shirt, my tans wouldn't look like
this. Yeah, exactly. My neck wouldn't look the way it looks. Puke's arms would look much worse than they do. He would be sunburned up his arms.
I've got a perfect line across my bicep. I love it.
Yeah. Because you had a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
That wasn't $65.
I'm pale as a motherfucker above that line, and I got a nice little farmer's tan.
Now, if there's some kind of sun voodoo that causes cancer that penetrates through your shirt, that I'm not going to argue against. I don't know about that. I just know I found it impossible to get sunburned.
I feel like it's just a marketing thing,
it
right?
It is.
Maybe.
It's taking a long time. Unless you're talking like a mesh shirt.
So, yeah, unless he's wearing like one of those gay shirts, like a fishnet.
Yeah. So anyway, I want a fucking shirt. I don't have any long sleeve shirts that are quick drying or let air through when it's humid.
Okay.
So, like, look at the shirt you're wearing. That might work, but I don't have any shirts. I have good work shirts. like for work, office work.
This is the longest conversation about a shirt I've ever heard.
But again, hey, guess what Andrew did? He said it was stupid what I was trying to do.
Of course, because Andrew wants to make you feel embarrassed over your choices.
He hates everything I try to buy.
Andrew just hates on everyone. If someone doesn't do something the way Andrew wanted it to be done.
You're right. It's true.
They're wrong.
Yeah. Everybody at Autocross is wrong. Everybody.
By the time Autocross was over, Andrew was the only one left because he's like, I've kicked everyone out.
Yep. Yeah.
But I didn't buy a $65 shirt because I need like three of them. So there you go.
It gives me anxiety when you spend this much money on shit. It does.
It gives me anxiety when you're like, hey, let's hang out on Friday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll work.
All right. I'm never asking anybody to hang out ever again. I'm just going to sit here and drink and record solo shows.
Okay. I'll hang out in the chat.
I'm not going to live stream.
We'll be in the chat anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm not streaming.
Is it, like, I've never understood people that do that, that like go out on a weeknight. Like, I've always been the kind of person that's like, thank God I get to go home and fucking sit and do nothing.
Because I used to do it every Wednesday night. It was great.
Really?
I had like a regular bar every Wednesday night. Yeah. Go out there.
Trivia.
They had like great drink specials. Like, and there was all these other people that I was friends with. They would all go on the same night. It was a very nice tradition.
Well, see, it doesn't help that I have schoolwork and photo work and like movies that I want to watch and shit. Like, so I like being at home. That's the problem.
Oh, no. Home's great. I'm a hermit now.
Yeah.
Well, right. Here's the thing. There's two types of days for me. There's the days that I'm on the road for many, many hours, and I get home, and maybe I'm tired. Maybe I just go home, and I eat, I watch something, and fall asleep. But I'm not watching much anymore. But if I'm home, I'm just going to spend time watching shit. Like, on TV. I'm just going to sit there and watch TV. So,
you don't want to do that?
Yeah. You need more hobbies.
But if I've been out all day, I don't necessarily have a big desire to go out. However, if I've been working from home all day on the computer,
oh, we'll see. There
I am not
there
a fan of just staring at a computer screen all day or sitting still. So by the end of the day, like 5 or 6 o'clock, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta find something to do.
Well, see, that's how I don't work from home, so I'm standing most of the time, or sometimes working on a computer at work. But like, I'm like, thank God I've been here 10 hours. I get to fucking leave, go home, take my fucking shoes off, you know. Things like that. Sit at home. Be alone. Be away from fucking people. Hate people.
I hate people, too.
I don't know. But I've just been finding different shit to do, and it's fun. And, like, I'm not staying out super late. I have been up late a few nights, but I don't need as much sleep as I used to. Like, no, seriously. Like, a year ago...
I just use booze.
That's what your brain says after you haven't had enough sleep.
No. I mean, because it's not, like, been a few nights. It's been, like, couple months. But, like, a year ago, I would be, like... 9 o'clock on a weeknight. Oh, it's late. Oh, I'm getting anxiety about being up for work. Now it's like, all right, I'm getting home at 10:30, and I'm gonna hang around,
fuck work,
clean the house a little bit, go to bed, fall asleep at midnight, get up at 6 a.m. I feel great. I've been great. It's great. Everything's great.
Very convincing.
Oh, I know.
But, the average T-shirt's like UPF 3.
Okay, I don't know what UPF means. It's that Weird Al movie from the 80s.
That's bullshit. The UPF is like the number of minutes extra you can go without being sunburned. And there's no way putting a T-shirt on gives you three extra minutes. That's horse shit.
I don't know.
See, this is the nonsense that he reads that convinces him to buy these expensive
all
shirts.
All clothing blocks the sun.
See, he's reading this from the super expensive shirt store.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You need our shirt. It's super fancy. Give us your money.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with
you might
Bluetooth
be right.
Speaker.
I might be falling into the.
I would love a Bluetooth speaker shirt.
I want to know is I'm tired of sunburn and white.
I used to have a Walmart shirt. I used to have a Beavis and Butthead shirt that had buttons on it, and you'd press it, and it would make noises.
Oh, wow.
Really? That was fucking awesome.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen that in a long time. I still have a big stack of Beavis and Butthead books, I think, from Spencer's Gifts.
Books?
Or something. Yeah, they had some books.
There was a Super Nintendo game that was Beavis and Butthead. I had that.
I had like a Game Gear game? I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably the same one.
You know, there was a prototype arcade machine. I saw one come up for sale lately, but it was like thousands of dollars. I'm like, fuck that.
Wow.
But they never produced it. It was just kind of a prototype. It looked pretty cool, though.
So, Nick almost died?
Like 2 weeks ago, there was a storm in the town.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's been a lot of storms lately.
I saw this.
I know, that's because of global climate change, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Level one.
A whole bunch of level one.
Yeah. And
well, if we get them all out right now, we can move on to level two.
So, well, Bridget and I were outside the house, right? And then we left to go back to Boston. And about 10 minutes later, I get a text from the DNK, mm-hmm. who's still at the house, and he sends me this picture, and it's of a tree that fell from over my fence and just hit, like, exactly right where we were sitting and parked.
Was it your tree or the neighbor's tree?
I don't know. I haven't called a lawyer.
Doesn't matter.
And a lawyer to figure out whose tree it is?
Turns out, even if it's your neighbor's tree and it hits your shit, it's your insurance and your...
Well,
your,
yeah, because it's...
problem.
It's
oh,
active.
Really?
I mean, if it's... like,
unless there was negligence.
Yeah, if it's negligence, like if it was super rotten and they should have cut it down, you might be able to sue. But in
so
general...
act of God.
This has come up a few times in North
okay.
Carolina.
Because my neighbor's cutting down a giant limb that's hanging over my house.
Well, if he's cutting
tree.
It down and it falls on your house...
Well, no, we're going to do it together. Oh, okay. But he's paying the money to have shit done.
Yeah, no, if it falls over in a storm, they just call it an act of God and nobody is necessarily at fault.
Oh, okay.
It's your loss.
But your insurance covers it, but your insurance doesn't go up because of it.
If you use your insurance goes up. I've never used insurance in my life, mm-hmm. and so my insurance rates are pretty low. As soon as you start using insurance, then your insurance rates go up. For all insurance, they have this big database where they look at what you've used, and mm-hmm. so if,
shit.
Unless you have like thousands of dollars in damage, you should not use insurance.
See, I've never, ever, ever used insurance before in my life. However, my car insurance is super high because they're like, what about this government Torah that these cops carry around with them?
Says here.
Yeah.
Says here you've had 36 tickets since yesterday.
Oh, okay.
The lawyers have to hire a second person for the day just to carry Andrew's.
Yeah.
Wrap sheet, yeah.
Speaking of cops,
so does the tree still sit there? Did you find someone to cut it up?
Well, no, it fell. And then I was like, well, what am I going to do? I can't cut up. How do you cut up a tree?
So where did it fall?
You find somebody with a wood stove and you say, free wood.
So it fell near your property.
I think
line.
It hit the house.
It hit the house.
Yeah, because there's a branch on the roof still.
Oh,
like it broke off and it's sitting on the roof.
And roof is super steep, so I don't even know how a branch stays on the roof.
It's on the top part.
Did it pierce the roof?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, not
slap a label on it.
I looked around and I'm like, I don't see any holes or rain coming in the roof, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah, it's probably.
I think
fine.
It hit enough though that the branch broke off and stayed on the roof. Anyway, the rest of it missed. And missed the car because the car wasn't there.
How heavy was this branch? Was it a limb or a branch?
It's on the roof. I don't know.
No, the big one.
The big one. That's
oh,
on
it
the
was
ground.
A tree.
Yeah,
the whole tree
it
fell.
It looked pretty big.
It was, I'd say, what, 6-7 inches in diameter?
I thought it was just a limb of a tree that snapped off.
No, the whole thing toppled.
Yeah, so how do you not figure out whose property it's on? There's a fence.
Because it's right on the line. It was from over the fence, but the fence isn't right on the legal property
okay.
line.
All
people
right.
build their fences like a foot in.
That's dumb. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I build my stuff a few feet over because why not?
Yeah, your backyard is way beyond my property line. I think my fire pit's not on my property.
Really?
I think so. That's what my neighbors told me.
What? No.
Yeah.
You have to mow that, so it's yours.
I don't have to.
All right.
Huh.
Anyway.
Weird. Should have just made it out in the woods then.
So you didn't die.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That means your shitter flows out off your property.
Good.
It's not my shitter.
I guess so, yeah. Or your shit drain.
It's my sump pump for the basement.
Sump pump.
So what happened to the tree?
Anyway, so I needed it cut down. I didn't know what to do, but then I realized, I remembered that someone at work knows the neighbor that it fell from.
And this is meth neighbor?
Right, and they're always having these bonfires. So I'm like, ooh, I should have my coworker just contact him and see if he wants to come over and cut it up, and I'll pay him.
God forbid I talk to my neighbor.
$20 or something. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I didn't know how to contact him.
Knock on his door.
Are you kidding me?
Hold up a shield.
I knocked on his door once. It was just beer pong tables and just natty ice cans all over the place. I was very
really?
Scared.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And a pool in his
Are
basement.
They under the age of 23?
No, probably. Okay. Yeah.
If they are, then that's okay.
Anyway, so she contacts him and he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Just have him stop at the store and get me a case of Natty Daddy. And I'm like, whoa, he's going to do work for me for Natty Daddy.
Natty, what?
Natty Daddy.
I gotta look that up on beer ads.
It's a beer. Anyway, the point is, he did it, and it's cut up, and it's gone. So, he did a good job. The fence is kind of fucked, but it's okay. It still looks like it's not fucked.
You could repair it, probably.
It basically just went...
Wow!
Like it bent.
Like it leaned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Natty Daddy apparently comes in...
We should have a fixed next fence party.
Why is the power going out?
I don't know.
Maybe we should stop and save just in case.
I think Nick saved quickly. Okay, we're recording again.
We're back.
It looked like
the power was going to go out, so we just saved it real quick.
For the non-live listeners, the podcast listeners, you missed about 22 seconds.
What a 22 seconds. Yeah. We all learned a lot.
Oh, Natty Daddy's a malt
left
liquor.
And right.
Hey, why don't you look this one up? I just saw this one today. Look at that.
Bush crack?
I like that.
Is it like a butt crack?
That was in an antique store.
Oh, really?
They're selling antique beer. It's bush crack. There's like a cock on there, like a fighting cock. I assume you drink this at a cockfight.
Oh, this is out of the Bahamas. Ew.
Yeah. Okay. So cockfight. Yeah.
It scores 80. That's higher than the Natty Daddy, which is at 64.
So I should have bought it. You said.
Yeah, definitely.
You should have tried
that with our sea rash.
Put in a Vietnam time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he messages me and says, thanks for the beer. The whole thing's cleaned up. Whenever you see the bonfire going, feel free to come over.
Oh, wow. Did you go over?
Fuck that.
Well, now that I need new friends, I'm definitely going to
You're going to need that meth.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause a problem. I just wanted to talk to you, and I wanted to hang out with you because you're my friend, and I hadn't seen you in a week and a half.
I feel like... Well, anyway, Puke put it very well.
I'm starting to see why Luther was gone.
Oh.
I always ask Luther, and he just goes, Andrew's an asshole. Andrew's an asshole. I never get a real answer.
All right, fine. I quit.
Okay. Wait, the show? Or?
Well, everybody, I'm glad I'm here for the last episode of Puke of the Gang.
It's just Tom
just the last
Tom
episode
Tom
with Andrew. The point is, I'm going to pay this guy Natty Daddy to mow my lawn now, I think.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
That's the best thing you can do. That dude's mowed my lawn twice now, and I don't know when the fuck he was going to send me a bill, but I haven't found one yet on my property. But anyway, whatever. I expected it to be in my door after, the second time he mowed it, because, I asked him to do it twice a month, so he's done it twice now, so I figured, that would be the time you would put a bill somewhere. I knew where it was at, but anyway. Hey, cops, right? I'm driving back from Canaan Sunday night. Well, Sunday evening, so... This is Interstate 91 in Vermont, and I'm doing a good 80 or so, decent clip, keeping up traffic. And you always get in those clusters of fucks in which there's, guys going too slow and people not passing fast enough. So I eventually make it through this cluster. I'm doing, 90. I pass a truck. And now I'm in front of the group of people, and I slow back down to, 80. And as I'm going along, it's just nothing but, woods and brush on the side of the highway. And, I notice there's a brown blob on the edge, and I'm like, what is that? No, I don't know. I can't quite tell. And as I get closer, I'm like, it looks like a person.
Is it applesauce?
No, yeah. And as I get closer, I realize it's a fucking cop pointing a gun right at me, or a speed gun. I'm like, fuck! And I mash on the brakes, slow right down. I'm like, okay, just drive normal. And as I get by him, I look in the rearview mirror, and there's two Vermont Statey cars, parked way up in the trees, hidden. And I'm like, fuck. Nothing happened. There was a cop, 2 miles down the road already had somebody pulled over, but they didn't come after me, so, whew. But it was crazy. It was just fucking assholes just standing out there in the brush. Hope he's covered in ticks. Better get Lyme disease.
Sorry you saw a cop,
I think
Duke.
That's the first...
That guy sucks, I guess.
I don't think... How often do you see cops just standing there with a speed gun?
All the time.
Not in a car. I haven't seen that too often.
That's because they're camouflaged as trees.
Yes. Or bushes. That's how they should be. We have two emails. We want to get to that. Want to get to emails?
Go ahead. What's in the fucking box?
We already found out.
Oh, yeah. Spinning writes in. He says, what's the key to Nick's heart?
Spinning?
Yeah. What's the key to Nick's heart?
I don't know. There's lots of them.
I don't know what that means either.
Spinning.
Payless Shoes Bill writes in. He says,
what? We're not even going to speculate?
I don't know. What does that mean? A knife? That's because a key is used to open things, right? So it'll open your heart, it'd fucking stab you.
Is it attention?
Yeah.
Nick loves to be with the attention.
Attention's always good.
I disagree.
No?
Oh.
What is the key to Nick's heart? I don't think it's food.
Oh, running.
No, I hate running. It hurts.
No, it's not an activity partner.
Beer?
No. It could be getting drunk with them. I don't know.
Is this person writing in to be a partner? To
I guess,
use the key?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or just to use the key to figure it out? I don't know.
I don't know. That's all they wrote in.
Well, Payless, you're going to find out in a parking lot at 11 o'clock at night sometime.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Payless is going out of business. You boys need to buy some shoes before Payless goes out of business. I love Payless. I buy my flip-flops from Payless. And I also buy steel-toe boots from Payless because the prices are really good. Also, I like buying sneakers because they price good. They good price. Sorry. Damn it. Do you guys like Payless shoes?
I like people that can actually spell.
Spam.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's not spam. It's just an asshole listener. Obviously.
His
do, you
name
think,
is
do you think Payless Shoes, really sends out emails like that?
Yeah. They pretend that they're your friend.
With no link or anything in the email to Payless Shoes.
They pretend they're your friend and they're like, Payless Shoes is going out of business. And you're like, oh, shit. I got to get there.
Got to get there. I had a dream. I had to shoot three people in a car the other night.
Did you get them?
Yeah. It was weird. I was like dreaming I was a cop. And, of course, cops, what do? They just kill people in cars.
Did you shoot the dog, too? You got to shoot the dog.
I don't remember there being a dog. I also had a nightmare for the first time a few weeks back in a long time. I don't remember having that. I don't remember what was happening. I think Nick was in the dream at some point, which is interesting. And it's one of those dreams where, like, something happens and you think you're trying to wake up, but you can't wake up. So you're like, oh, my God, it's real. But anyway, like, I thought something was latched onto my neck.
Ah.
And I was, like, laying in bed. And I'm like, I can't move. I can't get up. What do I do? And then eventually I woke up and I was like, oh, clawing at my neck because I thought, like, there was a mouse or something.
Uh-huh.
You know? I don't
That's happened to me, but my balls.
Your balls are on your neck?
No, like in my dream, something was on my balls, and I was trying to pull it off. Right. But in real life, I was just pulling
you
on my balls.
You were just punching yourself violently. Right. And, yeah.
I don't think my balls have ever played in any dreams.
I just searched my text messages because yesterday I took a nap, and I had
congrats.
A crazy dream, and I immediately woke up and texted it to somebody.
Andrew's got some good text messages, by the way.
But I forgot all of it. We can't talk about those.
I know. But they're good.
I said, just took a nap, dreamt I had to catch a raccoon in the house, and nobody would help, so my hands got all bit up.
Oh, that would be bad. You but wear I had gloves
to,
for that.
I had to fight a raccoon in my dream. Like, literally had to, like, just reach for the raccoon's neck and get my hands bit up and just strangle the raccoon.
Oh, wow.
So did you read the story recently about the rabid raccoon? Some girl in Maine drowned in a puddle while it was biting her?
No.
Oh, I assume that's how you read it. She was just going for a walk in the woods, and some rabid raccoon just, like, bit on her hand, and it wouldn't let go, so she
down into a puddle. How does a raccoon just bite you in the hand? Like,
I don't know. She probably was
oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
But she drowned it in a puddle.
While it was latched onto her hand? How many shots did she have to get for that?
Yeah, did she get any? Did she go to the doctor?
A million? I don't know.
God.
And I also had a dream, too. It must have been a dream, because it felt like it happened, like, this morning, but it didn't happen. But I had a dream that I kept finding white socks that belonged to Nick laying everywhere. And I just kept grabbing them, and they were kind of sweaty and wet. And I kept getting so mad because they were just laying over top of, like, every surface. Like, they were on tables where I put drinks and food. And they were just laying there. And I had to keep grabbing them and taking them and, like, handing them to them.
Well, that sounds like something I would do.
There's a really deep meaning to that. I don't know what it is, but I think there is. Y'all need to work that out.
I feel like a used condom would be less disgusting.
Oh, no. I disagree with that. This has been Puke and the Gang. Thank you so much, Tom, for coming by and bringing us rancid shit that would kill us if we ate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And seriously, listeners, if you're not PCLing, you should really check it out. Everyone's been working very hard on PCLs lately. Nick did a great one last week. Brett and I have been working on some. We're doing more soon.
The man who throws pens!
I brought some stuff. We could do a game for a PCL.
Tom is working on it, too. Everyone's working on it. You should really sign up.
So, PukeInTheGang.com/VIP is where you can find that. PukeInTheGang.com/live is where you can find the live stuff when we tweet it. Show at PukeInTheGang.com for emails. And we have an address you can send us stuff to physically. So if you got any good treats you want to shoot our way at 63 Emerald Street, private mailbox 421, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431, go ahead and do that. We like free stuff. So, let's try this dim button. Oh, yeah. Dim. Now you can hear me talking, right? And it's back. Thank you so much, Tom, for coming by. For Nick, Andrew, and myself, Puke, this has been Puke and the Gang. Run on! Nuts are like healthy carbs and shit, though, right?
Just before the show, Nick got poo on him.
There's no poo that was poo. What if it was just dirt hanging out from in a tree?
Yeah, wet, dark, purple dirt.
I didn't see a bird.
Take the gum out of your mouth.
Yeah, get the gum out of your mouth.
That's fucking disgusting.
It's not gum,
paper towels. God damn it.
Whatever the fuck it is you're chewing.
And don't just set it on the... wrap it up in a dry paper.
I am wrapping it up.
You just dropped it. I just watched you drop it. Look down. You'll see you dropped it.
Jeez. That one wasn't wet.
Oh, my God. Just suck on the Star Wars badge instead.
Maybe there was just dirt hanging out in the tree. I don't know how dirt would get in a tree, though.
No.
Fuck.
It was poop. Right on your hand.
Damn it.
I'm in the middle of talking to Nick.
Then I licked
all
it
of a sudden,
up.
Splat. Now, how are your push-ups, Nick?
Hard.
All right, Tom had an intro.
Okay, are we going to start? Are we doing
it? Yeah, we're starting. We're late.
Hold on. Wait.
Ammo box. Oh, oh.
That hangs out up here.
Okay. You can't get me fucked up.
I mean, what do you think's in here? Black tar heroin?
I have no idea, but I got places to go.
I mean, puke has a drop for that.
Everyone's doing the drums immediately?
All right. Are we doing the show? Is that what we're doing? You ready? Because as soon as he presses play on this intro, we got to go.
Go where?
You'll see.
I'm not putting anything
just
in my body.
Just run with it.
He's not putting anything in his body. You hear this? This is what we got to deal with.
Yeah, I don't think you're interested anyway, so we'll see.
Oh, come on. Just whatever it is, just do it.
Are we starting the show? Or are we recording?
We're all in. We have no choice.
Puke hasn't said anything about being
in. Yeah, because he's in.
He's going to be
Puke's
like,
in. Mm-hmm.
It's a live squid?
Like
yum.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you recording, Nick?
Yes.
Are you
sure?
Ready for the show?
And
am I playing this music?
Five.
The intro one?
Four.
Yeah. Okay.
Three.
Oh, timer.
I'm not doing ayahuasca.
Okay, so we're starting over because Andrew's stupid.
Wait a second. I'll start.
I'm supposed to be silent on my own show?
Just point at me. I'll start when I start. Then you can just go.
You're the one that loves silence.
I'll poop when you point.
All right.
Starting the timer again.
Jesus.
I can't do it.
Nice. Puke's got his own knob.